Today on Locked On Rockies, we talk about covering the team.
Rockies, you are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on Rockies fans, welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the 8th day of September in the year 2022. I'm Paul Holden, your host and a Rockies fan extraordinaire, bringing you your daily Colorado Rockies podcast right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Proud to be your first listen of the day. We are free and streaming on your favorite streaming service. You can find us wherever you find podcasts, and you can find us streaming live on YouTube where you can join the show live. If you subscribe and all that good stuff, you'll know when we're live and you can get your questions answered live right here on the Locked On Rockies podcast. Who am I? Well, like I said, I'm your Rockies fan extraordinaire. I've been following this team my entire life, bringing you your daily Rockies talk here for a couple of seasons now, always down to talk Colorado Rockies. And we're going to talk about the Colorado Rockies and covering the Colorado Rockies on the podcast today, because we got some bad news, unfortunately, from our friends at Purple Row. Before we dive into that, I got to remind you that today's episode is brought to you by Vroom. With Vroom, you can buy a car entirely online and have it delivered straight to you, so you never have to go to a dealership again. So next time you need to buy a car, just grab your phone, go to vroom.com, and check out thousands of great cars. If you follow Purple Row, if you see enough Purple Row stuff, if you're familiar with their work, you probably saw today that they have announced that they were one of some sites that have experienced budget cuts. And unfortunately, that has led to some layoffs. I don't know how many layoffs. I know they mentioned one in the piece. I don't know if there's more on that. A restructuring, a refocus. And it all comes down to a decline in page views. That's a big thing. That's one of how Purple Row, that's one of the ways that they look at engagement and their success and their reach. And it's a bummer because Purple Row is really a tremendous, tremendous resource for Rockies fans. There's a lot of people in Rockies media, and it goes far beyond just Purple Row, but it's our beat writers, it's the, on the post, it's the people that are at the stadium every day. But people like Purple Row, they fought for a seat at the table for a long time, already on a slim budget, and earned their rep and earned where they their access, earned their credibility. They're one of, I would say, one of the better SB blogs that I see, and they always bring an interesting perspective and always give me a nice, interesting look into the world of the Rockies. And this isn't just a plea to support Purple Row and what they're doing and those that have had to make some changes in their lives or maybe moved on, but it's a reminder that supporting content and supporting creators that cover teams like the Rockies are incredibly important. When I tell you that your subscription means a ton to me as a podcast host, it does. Seeing my numbers at where they're at, and I'm not trying to compare this, but that's how I know that people are interested. And that's how we know that out there, there's a ton of passionate Rockies fans that want coverage. And there are places like Purple Row that give you some of the best. Purple Row covers the Rockies from the top down. They talk about the Rockies at the pro level. They talk about every minor league system. They interview people from the minor leagues. They have fun, random, interesting things. They dive into those random stats and those random ideas that you won't get anywhere else. There's not, when places like Purple Row see the dip in follows and the dip in support and the dip in page views, it's obviously connected to the Rockies, and it's not anyone's fault or anything like that. I mean, I can't blame folks for being less interested in the Rockies. I mean, really, in reality, a lot of this goes down to, again, being mad at the Rockies. The Rockies putting themselves and putting fans in this position leads to less interest. Why would you be interested? I ask it. And here I am. I want you to be here every day, of course. And I know there's fans that will be, and I know there's Rockies fans that are. But who am I going to sit here and throw my hands up and scratch my head and say, man, why are numbers down? Because my numbers are down at this point, in the season compared to the beginning as well. Oh, what is that? Why is that? Maybe because the baseball team's 20 games below 500 and the football team in town just brought one of the most exciting players and just completely rejuvenated and revitalized the biggest sports product in town. Oh, yeah. And then the hockey team just won a championship. Oh, yeah. And then the basketball team has a back-to-back MVP. It's very hard to compete in this world of sports coverage right now, where the Rockies were already grasping for any form of attention, even at a point of Broncos mediocrity. The Rockies are now in an even more difficult spot. And that's why it's so important for Rockies fans out there to support the outlets, the creators, whoever it is across the many Purple Dino podcast, DNVR podcast, you know, the independent people out there, you know, Drew out there doing his stuff, the Denver Post, the Colorado Springs Gazettes, the people that are there doing all the stuff. If you want to actually follow this Rockies team with people that are with the team, that are following this team, that are covering this team day to day, giving you actually consistent Rockies coverage, not just the highlight reel stuff that really the Rockies only deserve at this point in coverage. I mean, when you look at it, when you break it down, how much of your show, when you are planning things as a sports person, maybe even looking around the league, or really even in the Denver market itself, how much time do you really want to dedicate to a team that's 20 games below 500, last place in their division, bottom of the barrel in most statistical categories? How do you compete? Obviously, the content is there, and that's why people at Purple Road do such great stuff. They make creative content across the year to keep you engaged. They bring you stats. They bring you insights. They keep you informed about the minor league level. That way, you can actually know about the Colorado Rockies. If we don't support the people that cover and follow and bring journalism and coverage and content about this team, then you're not really going to get it, because it's not because it's not worth talking about, because it is. There is stuff that's worth talking about the Rockies. I do it every day. But when you think of the business, when you look at it, when thing on the ranking list of sports interests in Colorado right now, how are the Rockies not at the bottom of the barrel, even in the offseason? You as a listener right now coming into this podcast, which again, I appreciate, and as I'm talking about this whole time, your support is paramount to what I do. But that's because people who tune into a daily Rockies podcast are the diehards and the people that we appreciate. But how are we supposed to compete with the people that don't really care as much about baseball? What's more exciting, the Broncos, the Nuggets, the Avalanche, or the Rockies? When you're looking to appeal to the wide amount of all the audiences, how can the Rockies capture that? It's very hard. So I wanted to take a good chunk of today's show to just highlight the importance of supporting the people that cover a team like the Rockies. There are teams that get lost in the national narrative. We've all seen it. You've seen how the Rockies are perceived on the national scale, and a good chunk of it is rightly so, when a lot of people don't know what the heck is going on and with ownership and all that stuff. But if you want people that get it, if you want people that are going to help people get Rockies players that deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, to help that conversation, to help that narrative, you got to be willing, you got to support these people, you got to support folks, and you got to be curious. You got to be willing to kind of dive in and look at this stuff, but at the same time, your time is valuable. So when you're just thinking about that, when you're wondering like, oh, why don't the Rockies get as much coverage? There's plenty of people out there that are doing it, that are doing incredible coverage of the Rockies and are giving you an inside look and an inside scoop. I look from the outside. I mean, that's my thing. I don't have the access. I'm not there. I watch the game with you. I'm very much kind of still, I consider myself a quote unquote Rockies media personality, but not nowhere near the level of these people that have earned their way into the press box, that have earned the respect, that have been there, that have spoken with the players, that take the time to develop the relationships with the team, with the players, with the organization, and get the access, ask the questions, dive into it. Those are the people like those at Purple Road. They fought to get there. People have earned their spot there, and they do awesome work. The Rockies have a lot of stories to tell, and it's important to tell those stories. It's important for there to be places for teams to be able to tell their stories and for people to tell more stories about the Rockies other than just RockiesMLB.com. And I'm not trying to take away from that. But to have outlets, to have people talking about, to have people following and covering the team is good for the team. And it also helps these teams that are always going to have something. Every single time the Rockies are on the national spotlight, we know what's going to be talked about. But when you have resources like Purple Row and the countless other media resources out there that cover the Rockies and cover the Rockies very well, you can kind of get a better idea and kind of see when people just buy into just the Coors Field narrative or just kind of the lazy takes of following the Rockies. There's a lot of people. And when you watch a lot of broadcasts that say stuff about the Rockies that they clearly have not done any research. And when you actually look in and talk to people, there's people that are trying to call for change within the Rockies in Rockies media. There are people that are highlighting the good things about the Rockies media. And there are people that are teaching us and informing us about the future of Rockies baseball. So just when if you want to support Rockies content coverage, I just implore you to go to your favorite one. And if it's us, awesome. If it's Purple Row, if it's DMVR, if it's Purple Dino, if it's the Denver Post, if it's the Springs Gazette, if it's whoever, support those that are giving your favorite team a moment in the spotlight, because that light is very small. And for the Rockies to even get any moment of your time is hard-earned and deserved, especially with kickoff coming in 4 days, 5 days. There are people that do a lot of great work out there, bringing you the coverage for this team to help you learn more about this team. And there's a lot of people that do a lot of great stuff to help inform us about this organization. So I ask just you guys to think about that and to consider that here going forward as we got the news from Purple Row today. Anyway. There are, it still seems like there's going to be tons of great stuff, but there's someone, there's just a lot of people that I think it's so good to read and adapt and kind of just learn, go along with the season with the coverage and some of the Rockies media members and Rockies sites that we have. I want to talk about something in the minor leagues and something that I want to talk about that's getting me more excited here. And we will do that in just a moment. But folks, just being confidently speaking to those out there that might need it. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. You always want to be prepared. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. BlueChew tablets are made in the United States and prepared and shipped directly to your door in discreet package, so if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, chew it and do it. We've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you use promo code Locked On at checkout. Just pay $5 in shipping. That's bluechew.com. Promo code Locked On to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. I was looking around for right now with the Rockies. It's kind of there's stuff to look at the major league level, and we talked a little bit about it. One thing I'm hoping that we're going to see more of at the minor or the major league level is more Randall Grichuk home runs. I think we've been, this is why the Rockies, the big moments that he's provided in the past few games, is why the Rockies made the trade from Raimel Tapia to Randall Grichuk this year. And someone who I really hope is going to be able to put the ball over the wall at the major league level, but someone who is doing it at the minor league level, and someone who I'm continuing to kind of keep my eye on a little bit more and wanting to find out more about, is indeed Benny Montgomery. There's a breakdown of the championship there here on Purple Row from Kenneth Weber. This is Benny Montgomery breaks out. DSL Rockies fall short in championship. But I'm not going to read too much about that, because if you want to go and read more about the championship, you should go and do so at Purple Road there. But on the full season side, in the end of the August marked the rise of Colorado Rockies 2021 first round selection, Benny Montgomery. He's number two on Purple Row's list. Montgomery's first full season has been blemished by various nagging injuries, restricting Montgomery from showing his full potential for any substantial stretch. His expectations from the organization are still lofty, though, and last week he showed why for it with a 12-for-26 series against Modesto. Montgomery posted 6 extra base hits, 4 doubles, a triple, and a home run, drove in 8 runs, scored 10, and stole 2 bases in 6 games. Overall, Montgomery finished with a .462, .533, .808 line, and a 21 total bases in what has easily been his most impressive performance this season. Benny Montgomery continues to be an interesting option for the Rockies. I really hope that someone who has a unique approach to the game like Benny is able to translate it to the major league level. I like the fact that he has a unique swing. I like the fact that he's already kind of carved out a unique personality for himself and kind of already trying to give himself a little bit of an identity. And of course, those injuries are what you worry about, but maybe if you work through those now, he kind of can learn from that, learn what maybe, learn more about how his body is working, you know, and developing in the athletic sense of what does he need to improve on as he continues to get older, work with these trainers, work at at this type of level. What does he need to focus on to prevent further injuries? That's one thing I think when you kind of have some nagging things and things that pop up and you're younger, when you're a little bit younger, maybe you can adjust. Maybe you can change your training regimen a little bit to compensate for that, or just be prepared for some of those issues and some of those things a little bit more ahead of time. And things of that nature. But Benny Montgomery down on the farm continues to be something to be really excited for down the line. I think we're seeing a little bit more of the Rockies' future. We talked about the fact that in the big last game, it was, you know, we had Trejo playing, we had Tolia playing, we had Montero playing. A lot of the future Rockies on display, but a little bit down the line there is Benny Montgomery. It's going to be really interesting with Benny Montgomery and Zach Veen going to be, you know, crossing paths at some point, you'd have to imagine. I mean, you'd imagine Veen will be up before Montgomery. Veen should hopefully be in the league a little bit longer or up before Montgomery, if hopefully. We really hope so. Things might be going bad if that is not the case. But those two can be really, really interesting, and I do got to say I'm excited about the future of the Rockies outfield in the minor league system. Let's talk a little bit more about the present, however, and let's look ahead here with the Rockies as they look for another series with the Diamondbacks. Here we go yet again. Battle for the bottom of the NL West, except this time the Diamondbacks have a much, much bigger lead and have really been a better team than the Rockies this year. A much better team. The team, they're still below 500, but when you're looking at win losses, they are they got 6 more wins than the Rockies. So the Rockies can cut into that a little bit here. Let's take a little bit of a look at the matchups here on the bump. One little stat and something to keep in mind for the Rockies starter, but first, this. Lately, we have seen Ramon Marquez pitch pretty well, and one thing to keep in mind and one thing that will happen if he does get the win in this next start, in tomorrow's start, he will only be one win away from getting his record back to 500. He'll be a 10-10 pitcher. He will have shown he's bounced back a little bit there this season. Still, his inconsistency is in something that he's going to have to limit if he wants to get closer to that 500 record. If he wants to be successful against Arizona, he's got to limit the long balls. 25 home runs on the year for Herman. He's given up multiple home runs in two out of his last three starts against the Rangers and the Reds. But the good news when it comes to Herman, he has been going pretty deep in games. And even though he did give up those two home runs in his last start there against the Reds, he still goes seven innings in. Those home runs were two of the three hits that he allowed in that game. I'd like to see more strikeouts from Herman. I'd like him to be aggressive. He did get seven strikeouts in that game against the Rangers, five against the Mets, four against the Reds in his last few starts. But really what I want to see from the Rockies, this pitching staff to finish out, aggressive, good control of your pitches and strikeouts with high velocity, and something that I think we can hope for and expect from Herman Marquez here. Zach Davies, a good season for him so far. 2-4 is in his starts, 3.74 ERA, whip of 1.2, 113 innings pitched, 85 strikeouts in that case, 39 walks, and only 15 home runs. So Herman's got about 40 more innings pitched, but so with that type of thing, Davies might have some numbers that Herman might be a little bit better of an option. And according to the analytics on ESPN, at least the Rockies are favorites in the game tomorrow. But it's an interesting, a nice little spot for the Rockies to climb closer back and limit that wide gap between them and the Diamondbacks. Not sure how much it's going to really matter in the long run, but beating the Diamondbacks is always a good thing. We'll end the show here today on a fan question. Tanner Crew says, look, why are the Rockies only good when there is like 2 weeks left? I will also... you thought Daza was going to be an all-star this year. Do you think he'll be an all-star in 2023? If the Rockies were good enough to have multiple all-stars, I would say Jonathan Daza could be potentially an all-star next year if he continues to play like this. It will know Jonathan Daza is for really, really like consistently going to be a solid player, because we saw the back half, we saw this year before the injury. We'll see into spring and how Daza starts next year, what that means for him. Again, I am looking for elongated consistency for any of these Rockies players that have been on the roster for a bit that aren't at that superstar quality level. We've seen a lot of players excite and kind of regress, go back and forth and back and forth. I really think the Rockies all-star for next year, if they only have one, is going to be Brendan Rodgers. I think Daza could play at an all-star caliber. I think outfield gives some possibility, but there's a lot of really, really good. There's a lot of really good outfielders as well. So my early prediction for the Rockies all-star next year is Brendan Rodgers, but he's absolutely someone that brings a spark and brings an energy to this team and something that they desperately need. But folks, if you are hanging around in the live stream here, you can go ahead and hang out. We're going to wrap up this episode, but we're going to record another episode live right now because we got some people tuning in and I want you guys to tune in. But we're going to record another episode live. We're going to give our YouTube listeners a double episode today. And the audio listeners, if they want to wait, they're going to have to wait until that, because we're going to record Friday's episode ahead of time, because I'm going to head out into the woods here and go a little camping this weekend. So we're going to talk Ryan Feltner here on the next episode of the Locked On Rockies podcast. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in and making Locked On Rockies your home for the wonderful, wonderful world of Rockies talk. And like I said, make sure you're out there supporting your favorite creators of Rockies content. And if you like what we do, you can follow us at LO Rockies. You can follow me at Paul Holden 33, and you can subscribe to the show on YouTube by just searching Locked On Rockies on YouTube, and you will be taken to where you need to go. Your subscription means a lot. Hey, now that you made us your first listen of the day, why don't you go make the Ultimate Pro Football Preview? Kickoff is tonight. They got the best in the business from the Locked On Podcast Network, bringing you an 8-episode extravaganza, getting you ready for the NFL season. You still got time ahead of kickoff here tonight if you want to jump in and see what they got to talk about. Search the Ultimate Pro Football Preview 2022 in your Odyssey app, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. And folks, until next time, this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.